there, young Parkers.
Hi.
Always missed you around here. Have you been out of town?
No, just out of commission.
Yeah, we've been grounded. Yeah.
Really? All three of you?
Yeah, we're only here now because Mom needed to shop.
She's given us a half hour off for good behavior.
Only a half hour, huh? Well, then I better get your orders fast. The usual?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Three root beers coming right up. So, what got you in so much trouble, if I may ask?
A new babysitter.
Oh?
Yeah, as in we didn't think we needed one.
Ah.
Mom and Dad were going out, and we really wanted to convince them that we could take care of ourselves this time. But as usual...
No.
No.
Okay.
Dad.
Okay. Listen, look, forget about it. I don't want to have this conversation again.
But Dad.
No more arguments, Olivia. The babysitter will be here any minute.
But we're too old for a babysitter.
Yeah, we're not babies anymore.
Yeah.
And you're not grown up either.
Well, at least not grown up enough to be responsible for yourselves.
What? I can handle responsibility. I'm watching the Allertons' dog while they're away. They wouldn't have asked me to do that if I wasn't responsible. And he's a Great Dane.
There's a big difference between taking care of a Great Dane and leaving the three of you alone.
In fact, if I had thought of it, I should have asked the Great Dane to babysit you.
Dad!
By the way, who is babysitting us?
Please don't say it's Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with Mrs. Stewart?
She's strict.
Meaning she makes you do the things we told you to do?
And she has smelly feet and very close veins.
What? Oh, you mean varicose veins.
Never mind. We're going to be late for our movie.
Oh, all right. Listen, Mrs. Stewart is not coming tonight.
Yeah!
No, okay, but a friend of mine from work gave me the name of a college student who has some nanny experience.
She's in college and she's a grandmother?
No, sweetheart. A nanny is someone who has professional experience taking care of kids.
Why does the word nanny make me feel even more like a baby?
Look, if you want to prove to us how grown up you are, then do it tonight with this new sitter.
That's right. Olivia, I've written down instructions for dinner. You can show her around the kitchen for whatever she needs.
Okay. And you guys make sure to clean up. Mm-hmm. I do not want to come home to dishes and pans all over the place.
Wait a minute. How are we going to do that? The dishwasher's broken.
You'll have to wash them in the sink by hand.
Ew.
What? I don't think I know how to do that.
Well, you're a smart girl. You'll catch on fast.
Oh, man. This is getting worse by the minute.
Yeah.
Oh, and there she is. Right on time. I'll get it.
I want you three on your best behavior tonight.
Yeah, right.
Try to impress this new sitter with how good and cooperative you are.
If we're good tonight, can we go without a sitter next time?
Yeah.
I can't promise that, but we'll see.
Everybody, this is Maria.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for filling in at the last minute, Maria.
Oh, quite all right, Mrs. Parker. I relish every opportunity to gain more experience with children.
I love your accent.
Are you from England?
Cambridge, in fact.
Oh, I thought it sounded English.
Cambridge is in England, sweetie. David, we should go.
All right, kids. Remember what we talked about.
Yeah.
We will.
Have a good night.
Bye, Mom.
Be good.
Bye.
See you later.
That doesn't sound like a bad start.
No, she seemed really nice.
I was afraid that she was just play-acting. Mrs. Stewart was all smiles at first, too. And then the minute Mom and Dad were out the door, it was brutal.
She took off her shoes.
Camilla, will you cut it out with the smelly feet?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So, when did the trouble actually start with Maria?
Pretty much right away.
Uh-huh. Right away?
Yeah, Mom had written down instructions for a dinner that included salad and asparagus and other healthy kinds of things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's the fun in that?
We thought that if Mom and Dad get a night off, we should too.
Right. So, I understand that supper is the first thing on our agenda?
What kinds of things do you eat in England?
Well, I suppose a lot of the kinds of things you eat here. Bangers and mash,
Waters
toad
and
in
mash.
The hole, ugh. Black pudding.
Black pudding?
Oh, yes, it's a delicious blood sausage.
Ooh.
I didn't know English people were cannibals. No wonder George Washington threw you out of the country.
Oh, Matthew!
How very amusing. Now, about dinner? Olivia, I believe you're giving me direction in the kitchen.
I am? Oh, right, I am. Okay.
Make it good, Olivia. Platanos matos fritos would be good.
Yay! Sure.
Platanos machos fritos.
Really good.
What is platanos machos fritos?
Well,
It's a dessert.
Dessert?
Fried bananas with the sweet sauce and sometimes powdered sugar or chocolate. It's our favorite.
Yeah, for dessert, but not dinner.
Well, normally, but in this case...
I must confess, this seems rather unusual as a main dinner course. This sauce seems awfully sweet.
You don't like sweet?
Oh, I don't care for very much sugar. A spoonful at most.
Can I taste some?
Go ahead.
Mmm. This is great. A lot better than asparagus.
Asparagus?
Oh, that's what Mom planned
for. Why don't you put the plates on the table, Camilla?
Yeah.
Huh? But I can't. They're in the dishwasher.
Then take them out.
They're dirty, remember? They were in there when the dishwasher broke. Dad said you have to hand wash them.
I do?
Well, it's only fair, Matthew. The girls are helping fix the meal.
Yep.
Oh, fine.
Now, Olivia, are you certain about this meal?
Oh, yeah. Mom fixes it all the time.
It's made with bananas. They're really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, then. I do enjoy new experiences in dining.
Now we need to slice the bananas.
Oh, before we begin, I wonder if you could direct me to your water closet.
Our what?
It's at the top of the stairs on the right.
I'll show you.
Thank you. Keep at it, girls. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Olivia, you sent her to the bathroom. We don't have any closets in there.
That's what they call a bathroom in England, Camilla. Don't you know anything?
I know lots of things. But why do they have closets for water?
Forget about it. Hand me a banana and I'll start peeling.
No, let me peel the bananas. I like that part.
No, you squeeze too hard and make a mess. Let me do it.
No, I want to do it.
Give it, Camilla.
No, but I want to do that.
Stop it.
Oops. Now look what you did.
Me? You're the one who squeezed it out. Now clean it up.
Nuh-uh. I'm not cleaning it. It was your fault.
No way. You squished it all over the place.
Then you should have been more careful.
Ugh. You drive me crazy sometimes. Well, at least help me. Ew. This is gross. Take it and put it in the trash.
Nuh-uh. I'm not touching that.
Oh, come on. Take it.
Hey! You got it all over my new shirt.
Too bad.
I told you I don't want it.
Ew! I can't believe you just did that. Okay, fine, if that's how you want it.
No. Don't. Ew. Ew. Now it's your turn.
Come and get it.
What are you doing?
She smeared banana on me.
No, you smeared banana on me.
Stop it. You're making a mess.
He's right. We're a mess.
Yeah. But he isn't. Get him!
Yeah!
Get him!
Okay, if you want to play
rough.
No!
Yeah!
Children! Children! What on earth is happening?
Camilla dropped her banana.
You smeared it on me.
Well, regardless of how it happened, you've made a dreadful mess.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all over the floor as well. Now we must get this cleaned up before someone gets hurt. Am I correct, girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have fun with that.
I believe that you were going to wash the dishes so we can use them for dinner, Matthew.
I was?
You were. Now, if we all work together and quickly, we can salvage what's left of the bananas for dinner. Don't stand there staring, girls. Spit spot.
How hard it is to clean smashed banana off the floor.
Or out of my hair.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Ugh, this is sticky. Ew, I'm a mess. Look at me.
Right then. Up to the bathroom and I'll help you.
You mean water closet, right?
I mean the bathroom. I'm going to have to stick your head under a faucet. Come along.
But what am I going to do with these dishes? Everything's crusted on.
Well, I understand you're a clever lad. You'll figure something out. Now let's go, Camilla.
Okay.
I'll need a sandblaster to get these things clean.
Don't complain. I could use the blaster on the hose to get the banana off this floor.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You're not dragging the hose in here.
No, I'll take the dishes out to the hose. The high-power nozzle can strip paint off the side of a house. I saw it on TV. I bet it'll clear the food right off these dishes.
You're kidding.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
tell me you were kidding.
Well, you know how you sometimes get an idea and at the moment it makes perfect sense, so you do it?
Well, I've had a few of those. Though water blasting dinner plates wasn't one of them.
Yeah. And you know what's wild? If you hit the plate at just the right angle, it takes off like a frisbee.
Those were plastic plates, I hope.
Of course. I wouldn't do anything like that with glass plates. As if.
Uh-huh.
How's it going? Are the plates coming clean?
This nozzle actually works pretty good. Watch.
Oh, hey! Careful, you're getting me all wet.
Then move out of the way. Whoa! Did you see that one go?
You are crazy.
Ha! You have a banana fight in the kitchen and I'm crazy?
Have you done the pots and pans? I need them to make dinner.
Hey, you do the pots and pans if you want them so much.
You need a power hose to wash the plate. How am I supposed to get the pans clean?
Beats me. Whoa!
Oh. Hey, what was that?
Sounds like the dog that you're supposed to be taking care of.
Oh no, I let him run around the backyard this afternoon and I forgot to take him in again. I better feed him. I'll be right back.
You ought to let him have what's in those pans. I'll bet he can lick them clean.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Olivia, you didn't.
Well, why not?
Oh, dear. And where were you while all this was going on, Camilla?
I was being a little angel.
Ha! Sure you were.
There. I think we got all the banana out of your hair.
Thank you.
Now, about supper.
Can I watch a movie while you fix supper?
I suppose so. What do you plan to watch?
Oh, I don't know. I'll find something.
All right. Just make sure it's appropriate.
I will.
Go on, Camilla. Tell him what you watched.
Yeah.
He probably won't know it anyway.
Uh-huh. Try me.
The War of the Jurassic Aliens.
What? They changed the movie rating system because of the intensity of that film. How in the world did you think that that was appropriate to watch?
She wanted to see it. That's how.
And my mom said a couple of weeks ago that I'm getting old enough to watch more grown-up movies.
Mm-hmm. That one?
Well, not that one specifically.
So, what happened when you watched it?
Nothing.
Nothing? And about this time, Maria must have found you in the backyard. Is that right, Matthew?
Uh-huh.
And what did she think of your dishwashing method?
She was surprisingly calm about it.
Honestly, Matthew, you've got dishes all over the lawn.
It's okay. They're plastic.
Well, do you really think washing them in this way is a good idea? Perhaps you should scrub them in a more conventional manner.
They're fairly clean now. I just need to rinse them off in the sink.
With soap?
If you say so.
And where has Olivia...
Oh! I'm here!
Oh, goodness, is that a pony?
No, it's our neighbor's dog. Hold on.
Oh, down.
Come on, Bruno. Cut it out.
Oh, down.
I have to feed him anyway, so I thought I'd have him help us out.
Oh, good heavens, down, boy. Help us.
He's going to lick out the pots and pans.
I'm not entirely sure that... Oh! Yes, all right. Whatever he likes.
Okay, watch. Come on. Yep.
I've never seen anything like this. We really must get dinner back on track.
I'll be in to help after I get Bruno cleaning these pots.
If you insist. I think I smelled mailman on his breath. Oh, goodness. I'll just be inside.
Here you go, Bruno. Dinner. Matthew! Matthew! Could you keep an eye on Bruno? It's going to take him a while, and I need to help Maria with dinner.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks! Okay, so we get this frying oil nice and hot, and then we put the sliced bananas in.
Olivia, I'm still not entirely convinced this meal of bananas and powdered sugar is a decent meal. It seems rather more like a dessert to me. What do you think?
Well,
what now?
It's Matthew. Matthew! Matthew, what are you doing?
Your dog keeps trying to bury the pots and pans. Make him stop.
Do I have to take care of everything? Bruno, come here. right this minute. Come on. No. I don't want to play. Sit.
Oh,
sit.
No, no, don't let that animal in the house. He'll destroy everything.
I'm trying to, but he's too strong.
Guys, I decided it was a bad idea to watch that really scary movie.
Come on. No,
Rex,
Darian.
No, stop.
Oh, no, 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 buddy.
Help,
help. Help you, help us.
What am I supposed to do? Put a saddle on him, I'll ride him out.
No, that's okay, I've got him.
Guys, what is it, Camilla? What is it?
I think the stuff on the stove is starting to burn.
Oh, is that smoke?
Bruno smokes?
Not Bruno, it's the frying oil.
Oh, well, no one put out a call for skin grafts, so I'm assuming everyone survived.
Well, fortunately, Maria had some emergency training. She grabbed the metal lid to the frying pan and put it on top. That smothered the fire while she turned off the stove.
Oh, yeah. Good.
But in the confusion, the dog got away and the smoke alarm wouldn't stop screeching at us.
Oh, no! Get the dog!
Matthew, stop that alarm! Oh, he's destroying the living room!
Somebody open the windows!
Oh, I want my mother!
Camilla, just sit down and stay out of the way while we catch the dog!
Oh, don't sit in that chair, Camilla! I need to reach the alarm!
Would you just make up your mind?
I just need to push the reset button!
Incoming! Incoming!
Watch out!
Alarm.
Well, that was one way to stop it.
No, no, no! I've got him. No, no, I don't. He's coming back your way.
Stop that dog! Got him! Help! Matthew, help me!
I got him too!
I believe I have him!
Good boy!
Good.
That's right!
Boy.
Be still!
Dog.
That's right!
Doggy!
Be still! Stay calm!
No! It's better,
Bruno!
Oh, what's going on here?
Well, this looks interesting.
Okay, that's done. Bruno's home safe and sound.
Good. Now sit down. It's time for a family meeting.
Uh-oh. In front of a stranger?
Maria's an unofficial member of the family now.
Baptized by fire, so to speak.
Look, before you start, I want to say that it's all my fault. I take full responsibility for everything that's happened.
Thanks, Olivia. She's right, Dad. It's all her fault.
Works for me.
Okay, that's very noble, Olivia, but it's not enough.
Oh, rats.
I thought you all wanted more responsibility. I thought you were going to prove how grown up you were.
That was the plan, but, you know, things happen, and suddenly other things happen, and then...
Then what?
Nothing. I'm going to stop talking now.
I'm really disappointed in the three of you.
In a way, it's not all our fault.
It isn't?
No. We really didn't expect Maria to be such a pushover.
That's not funny.
No, that's not funny at all.
Maria did exactly what we asked her to do. You wanted freedom and responsibility. You promised that you were old enough to make wise choices. And so we told Maria to let you decide what rules would be followed.
Wait, you told her to do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. If I'd known that, I would have tried a lot of other things.
I hope that's a joke.
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Fortunately, Maria called when things started getting out of hand.
Honestly, a banana fight, girls? And what stroke of genius led you to the backyard plate toss, Matthew?
Aww.
Camilla, the Jurassic Alien movie? Really?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Me, too.
Okay, we'll work out your punishments after Maria goes. There's no point in having a witness. I mean, for her to witness that part. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome, Mr. Parker. Though... Well, I guess you can stop calling me Maria now.
Wait.
Yeah, it's Charlotte, actually. Charlotte Maria. I only use the whole Maria thing when I'm playing an English nanny.
But we... You
You're not Cambridge?
English, and no, she's not. She's really an actress from the college theater department.
Ta-da!
Wait, you mean this whole thing was a setup?
Like we said, we wanted to see just how responsible you'd be.
Busted!
Uh-huh. In more ways than one. Say goodnight to Charlotte, everybody.
Good night, Charlotte.
Good night, guys. Thanks for a remarkable experience. It was, simply smashing.
So, you had a week to figure out what lessons you've learned, huh?
That and cleaning every square inch of our house.
Ugh. And handing over our allowance for repairs.
Just out of curiosity, what did you learn from the experience?
We're not as grown up as we'd like to think we are. And, given the chance, we're still inclined to try to get away with things rather than do what's responsible.
Well said, Olivia. You've been practicing that, I guess.
Over and over.
We get to appear before the Mom and Dad parole board this afternoon. We have to persuade them that we've really learned something.
Or you won't see us for another week.
Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
Can you give us any advice about what else we should say?
Yeah.
Well, I can't coach you on that. Your parents know you well, and they know how far you can be trusted.
I don't think they trust us very much now.
No.
Probably not. You'll have to earn that back by showing them that you're trustworthy. And even though you fuss about wanting to be grown up and have more responsibility, your parents love you enough not to let you take on more than you can handle. Do you see that?
Yeah, I get it. That's an important lesson all by itself.
Teacher's pet.
And I learned another lesson.
Oh, what's that, Camilla?
Never trust a babysitter with a fake English accent.
Well, there is that one, too.
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10, Jesus says, "Anyone who is trustworthy in little things is trustworthy in great. Anyone who is dishonest in little things is dishonest in great." How do you think that verse fits Olivia, Matthew, and Camilla Parker? They made some pretty wild choices, the kind that may have made sense in the moment, but seemed wrong later. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. An Agreeable Nanny was written by Bob Hoos and Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold was our executive producer. Our cast included Zach Callison as Matthew, Hope Levy as Olivia, Sydney Schiattani as Camilla, and Carrie Walgren as Maria. Or was that Charlotte? Along with Andre Stoika, Mark Evan Jackson, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.